the relationships with small businesses, specifically Alaska Native corporations, one called IAC, and the fact is that there were some allegations that they were a front or they're being a pass-through. IAC was being a pass-through to GTSI, meaning, so let's explain this because this gets into the contracting weeds.
Right,
so Alaska Native corporations, when they're small, large, doesn't matter, they have there's a rule in the federal acquisition regulations that says you can get any size sole source contract. So GTSI partnered with IAC, and the idea here is that IAC would do some of the work, but GTSI would do a big chunk of the work. Mm-hmm. And that is illegal because any small business that has a partner and they are the prime contractor must do at least 51% of the work. And in some cases, there's some allegations saying that they were only doing about 70% of the work. So they got suspended on October 1st from any new government business. And that's a big hit because GTSI does what you said, 99.9% of all their work is government.
Yeah. This was really put the, and there were real questions coming up whether GTSI was going to be able to continue. But this require, this agreement with SBA and GTSI has some real strong provisions to it.
It absolutely does. You can find a copy of the agreement on federalnewsradio.com in case you're interested in reading the 18-page agreement. But let me go over a couple highlights.
I'm sure it's a fun read.
So as you said, yeah, especially for GTSI folks.
Right.
So as you said, CEO Scott Freelander is gone. He had voluntarily resigned. Charles DeLeon, the senior vice president and council also has resigned. They've also suspended three other people, including the head of their civilian contracting practice, the program manager, and one other person. So they've suspended three others. All five of them have to give back some stock ownership, not that they own, but any options. Mm-hmm. And then the GTSI cannot do any work with any small businesses at all. So they cannot subcontract to any small businesses for the next, I think, 2 years, through 2014. And that's a big, big issue because they have a lot of contracts with small businesses. And I've been told by people that I talk in the community that they also are bidding on contracts and they're doing a lot of work with other people about through which they are partnering with small businesses. This includes the Mentor Protege program as well as joint ventures. So this is a pretty big blow to them. In fact, they have someone who all they do is small business contracting, not contracting, but they're the liaison. That person may not have much of a job left. I mean, that's a big question over there. And then the other big question is that we talked about this earlier, Chris, offline, was what about government-wide acquisition contracts, multiple award contracts? There's a lot of those out there, and that's a big piece to a lot of puzzles.